Thank you for downloading this Maritime Recruitment podcast from Coracle Online, professional development specialists and Halcyon Recruitment. This podcast for September 2010 is supported by our sponsors, ShipServe, the world's leading e-marketplace for the buying and selling of ship supplies. Please go and find out more about them at shipserve.com. With summer now well and truly behind us, recruitment activity appears to be increasing substantially. In the expectation of a relatively quiet summer, Halcyon reported that they remained very busy relative to the time of year with a number of new jobs coming to market. However, as always with the holiday season, and August in particular, commitment for interviews to take place and job offers to be forthcoming was very slow due to so many people being away. Since the start of September, there has been a large number of new job opportunities across the technical, commercial, operations, P&I and consultancy sectors. Whilst most roles are replacement positions, there are also a growing number of newly created opportunities due to organisations once again looking to expand. Whilst market levels are a far cry from where they need to be, the amount of tonnage being operated is growing, and as a result, demand for quality candidates is increasing. There has also been a noticeable increase in activity in West Africa alongside the more traditional roles in shipping centres within Europe and Asia. Demand in Singapore remains very strong, especially for technical superintendents, and in London, there are a number of operations roles that require high-calibre individuals. So, if you're thinking that now is the time to dust off your CV and consider a career change, whilst this increase in activity prevails, we remind you that a strong CV is essential to give yourself the best chance for being selected for interview. Statistics show that on average, people make a decision on a CV within 15 seconds, so it's vital to get it right. The most important point when compiling your CV is to keep it relatively simple. A CV should be 2 pages long, 3 at most, no matter how much experience you have. A CV should include some brief personal information, such as your name, address, contact details and nationality, a summary of your education and qualifications, in reverse chronological order, and details of your work experience. Again, start with the most recent and work your way back. Keep it brief and factual. Achievements and responsibilities should be listed against each role with more emphasis on recent positions. You may also choose to list hobbies and references, but keep this brief and to the point. You do not need to include references on your CV, as these can be provided at a later date. When listing your work history and experience, include facts and figures that demonstrate what you have achieved in previous roles, and allow the reader to appreciate what value you could add to their organisation. New business that has been won, an increase in revenue, cost savings or improvements in processes are all good indicators of how you perform and a factual way to effectively sell your skills on paper. Good luck, and we hope that you have found this podcast useful. As ever, your feedback and input for future topics you would like us to cover is always welcome. For information on Halcyon and the vacancies they are currently seeking to fill, please see www.halcyonrecruitment.com. Thanks for listening.